called bases, of which there are only four different kinds. So the genetic code interprets three successive choices, each out of four possible base pairs, like three cards chosen in order from a deck of cards that show only the four suits but no numbers or faces, to dictate each choice of one out of 20 possible amino acids to be added to the protein. Molecular biologists invented all sorts of elegant principles that might govern this code. For instance, that no information in the choice of three base pairs would be wasted, and that any information not needed to specify an amino acid would be used for error detection, like the extra bits that are sent between computers to check the accuracy of the transmission. The answer, found in the early 1960s, turned out to be very different. The genetic code is pretty much a mess. Some amino acids are called for by more than one triplet of base pairs, and some triplets produce nothing at all. The genetic code is not as bad as a randomly chosen code, which suggests that it has been somewhat improved by evolution, but any communication engineer would design a better code. The reason, of course, is that the genetic code was not designed. It developed through a series of accidents at the beginning of life on Earth, and has been inherited in more or less this form by all subsequent organisms. Of course, the genetic code is so important to us that we study it whether it is beautiful or not, but it is a little disappointing that it did not turn out to be beautiful. Sometimes, when our sense of beauty lets us down, it is because we have overestimated the fundamental character of what we are trying to explain. A famous example is the work of the young Johannes Kepler on the sizes of the orbits of the planets. Kepler was aware of one of the most beautiful conclusions of Greek mathematics concerning what are called the Platonic solids. These are three-dimensional objects with plane boundaries for which every vertex and every face and every line are exactly like every other vertex, face, and line. An obvious example is the cube. The Greeks discovered that there are altogether only five of these Platonic solids: the cube, the triangular pyramid, the 12-sided dodecahedron, the 8-sided octahedron, and the 20-sided icosahedron. They are called Platonic solids because Plato in the Timaeus proposed a 1-to-1 correspondence between them and the supposed five elements, a view subsequently attacked by Aristotle. The Platonic solids furnish a prime example of mathematical beauty. This discovery has the same sort of beauty as the Cartan catalogue of all possible continuous symmetry principles. Kepler, in his Mysterium Cosmographicum, proposed that the existence of only five Platonic solids explained why there were, apart from the Earth, just five planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were not discovered until later.